I'm BJ Kissel. This is Pete Sweeney, and we're talking a little DeAnthony Thomas right now. And Pete, we knew coming in how exciting of a player he was and that we knew the Chiefs were going to try to use him in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, you saw him preseason and training camp that a lot of people were excited about DeAnthony Thomas, and one of those people was Dave Tobe. Dave Tobe actually compared him to Devin Hester going in to the season, and you think about that guy, he's one of the best returners this past decade. Injury did prevent DeAnthony Thomas from playing from weeks 1 to 4. He had that hamstring, but week 5 forward, he was the man.
I think you thought every time he touched the football, he was going to score, because the first time he touched the football, and granted it was the preseason, he took the punt return back for a touchdown against the Cincinnati Bengals, caught it, bounced off the guy, and then raced down the field. You saw that explosiveness. It was a fun thing to see, and you held your breath then after that every time he touched the football. While Thomas finished number 4 in the NFL among punt returners who had at least 20 attempts, he also did some damage as a kick returner when given that opportunity. He had a 78-yard kickoff return against the Jets. That came with just over 2 minutes remaining before halftime. It set up the Chiefs' quick touchdown that helped them pick up that win.
Right, and returns wasn't the only thing he could do. This was a guy that can do a lot of different things. We saw Andy Reid. He wouldn't admit that DeAnthony was a hybrid going into the season, but he wound up that way, working with a lot of different coaches. One of those coaches was David Culley, the wide receivers head coach.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways that DeAnthony Thomas was used, whether it was out of the backfield, like you would see from a running back, swinging him around. And we're going to get into a few of those plays that we saw Andy Reid and this offense move him around and do some different things with him. The first one, Pete, that jumps out to me was his 17-yard touchdown against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this play was a design swing screen the whole way to DeAnthony Thomas. But after the motion, Alex Smith knew that they were in zone coverage. San Francisco actually sent their nickel back on a blitz. Rodney Hudson got out in front on the screen pass. What you notice when you watch a lot of DeAnthony Thomas highlights is you see a lot of Rodney Hudson out in space as well. You see Rodney Hudson blocking all the way to the end zone. It's a special play for the center to show what he can do getting out in space.
Another big game for Thomas was the Pittsburgh game.
There are 3 receptions that really stand out in this game to me as far as different ways the Chiefs used him. The first one was a 9-yard reception in the first quarter. You had Jamaal Charles and DeAnthony Thomas in the backfield together, and the play results in another swing pass out in space to DeAnthony, just like we saw against the 49ers, but it's set up a little differently. It's that nice little zone read type of action with Alex Smith carrying the ball through the mesh point with Jamaal Charles long enough for that defensive end and that weak side linebacker on the play side to hold long enough that when they flip the ball out in space to DeAnthony, he had some space. And once he has some space, you know he's going to make a play down the field.
Right, and not too much longer later, kind of the same thing again.
This time he was lined up as a slot receiver, but the action is the same. The offensive lineman getting down the field is the same. Another way the Chiefs tried to get him into space.
And that would carry into the second quarter even.
It was a fake stretch play to the left with Jamaal Charles, kind of like a naked bootleg. But they got the ball to DeAnthony, who was on the backside, kind of fake like he was going down the field, came back, and ended up just being a bubble screen. But all the action that happened in the front was faking the stretch play. It got the defense flowing the opposite direction. And once you get those guys moving even a step out of the way, you give DeAnthony Thomas that much more space, made a play down the field, had some blockers out in front of him.
It's not a guy who is always eligible to receive, but in those times he was certainly an exciting guy to watch. Another one of those times was against San Diego.
There was no zone read. It was still another quick screen pass to the outside, started in the backfield. And again, you see Rodney Hudson out in space, actually had a pancake block on this. And you saw DeAnthony Thomas make a little move. A lot of this is DeAnthony out in space, just getting down the field. But on this play, this was a huge third down conversion. And that set up the Chiefs' go-ahead touchdown at the time. It was a crucial play in the game.
You watch Chiefs telecast this entire year, and you could see just the raw talent, the raw speed this guy has. But one of the things that people may not realize is he's not half a bad blocker.
When I think of DeAnthony Thomas's rookie year, this play stood out to me. When I sat down to do this concept, I was like, I want to talk about the block he had on Charles Woodson. It was a 15-yard carry from Jamaal Charles against the Oakland Raiders at home. And he got out, made a nice block, and it wasn't he just threw a shoulder in him, got him out of the way. He locked up with him and turned Charles Woodson and pretty much washed him out of the play, allowed Jamaal Charles to get vertical, get down the field, and pick up a nice chunk of yardage for the Chiefs offense.
Right, and I think the idea of DeAnthony Thomas just being there, being a threat sometimes in the field, that was something you wouldn't really notice, again, from watching a telecast, but just the little shifts that the defense would make, is that fair to say?
Yeah, you talk about his presence on the field and what it does. Against the Seattle Seahawks, one of the biggest plays of the game was a Jamaal Charles 28-yard run in the second quarter. They faked that jet sweep action with DeAnthony Thomas. That got the linebackers flowing to their left. And then when you see the blocks that Ryan Harris, the right tackle, and the right guard, Zach Fulton, were able to make because those guys moved over when they saw that jet sweep action. It allowed them to get the angle, seal the runoff, and then Jamaal Charles was able to get up and down the field. But it was the action from DeAnthony Thomas coming across the line of scrimmage where those linebackers are probably going to move there anyway as the strength of the offense is moving. But the fact that he's as quick as he is, they jumped out. They didn't want to be behind, and that gave the angle for the blockers to make that play happen.
We just saw a lot of different ways this coaching staff used DeAnthony Thomas. Almost makes me wonder, what can he do?
I'm excited to see it, too. It's going to be interesting to see what the Chiefs do this offseason to try to improve that offense. But it's going to be exciting in 2015 to see how DeAnthony Thomas evolves within this Chiefs offense. We expect a lot of big things, a lot more big plays from him moving forward.
65 toss power trap.